My guest this afternoon is Renee Cantor, Business Development Manager of the registered local charity Us in a Bus. Renee, good afternoon and welcome to Susie Radio.
Thank you, David, and good afternoon.
Tell us about the name. Why have you got a charity called Us in a Bus?
Well, we're mobile, so we've got a fleet of four vans that we use. But originally, when we were set up 24 years ago, London Transport wanted to give us a Routemaster bus to deliver our service. But it became clear very quickly that this wasn't going to work. So we very quickly moved to using smaller vehicles. The name stuck. We all love it. Our service users love it. So we've decided to embrace it and use it going forward.
You may or may not believe it, but Susie Radio also possesses an ancient Routemaster bus. Now, that's the name. Tell us in a few words what you actually do as a charity.
We go out and visit people with profound learning disabilities. Majority of them live in residential care, although we are seeing a growing number of young people living with their families. But they have very profound disabilities, which is often linked with other conditions such as autism or cerebral palsy, and also linked with other disabilities like blindness or hearing impairment. They face a lot of challenges in their lives, and what we try to do is make their lives fuller. One of the things I think we take for granted is a situation like this where we're having a conversation. Imagine what that might be like if you've got no words. Imagine what that might be like if you have no vision. What we try and do with the people that we go and visit is try and understand how they are trying to communicate with the world. They find people in the world very challenging, and we try to make a link with them, to make a connection, a conversation, a discussion. Now, that might take many different forms, and with each of our people, it will be completely different. But we take the time to try and understand how it is they're trying to communicate and communicate with them in that way.
What are some of the tactics and techniques that you might use to create communication?
It's very much about building relationships. But what our team do, they're very skilled at observing people. So they take time and energy to focus on the individual. And now these individuals may not have that happen to them at any other time. So the observations and the assessment of what they're doing will hopefully eventually be able to lead to a connection that our team can, and this is very layman's terms, mirror back to them. So to build a rapport, we're very much used to watching body language. And what our team do to a much deeper level, try and observe how these people are behaving, what they might be doing to try and connect with the world, and then do that with them.
What's the average time span of a connection like this? And how often do you go into homes to connect?
We visit once a week. It's generally an hour-long session. And at the moment, we're running at about 58 sessions a week. So 58 hours meeting different people. We're seeing about 200 different people across, mainly Surrey, but we go into Greater London and into the sort of borders around Surrey. So a team of two will go into a home. It may well be with a group of people, probably on average, I would say, four, or it may be one-to-one. And that connection could be as little as a few seconds, but it could be for a full hour. It really depends on the person, their emotions that day, their health that day. We all have bad days, we all have off days, we all have days where we're happy to chat. So it's really difficult to say, because each individual person is totally different.
And tell us about the bus stop.
It's a project we set up a couple of years ago. As I've just described, we tend to go into people's homes. And what we wanted to do was actually take some of our younger service users out of their homes and introduce them to other people like themselves. So we've set up the bus stop in Churchill in Central Redhill, and we invite five of them to come to us every week. So on a Thursday afternoon, there's some joyous things happening in a Churchill in Redhill. Five young people who potentially don't have the opportunity to meet other people like themselves. And our team facilitate a session using all their skills and techniques to engage them, to give them the confidence to express themselves. Our work is all about promoting self-confidence. Now, if you're confident, have great self-esteem, you're going to feel happy. You're going to feel happy in yourself. So that's what we're trying to do, is to promote those positive opportunities.
Now, obviously, any charity requires fundraising. Tell us about some of the things that you've done in the past, and then we'll talk about what's coming up and how listeners can get involved.
Thank you. We actually find it really tough to fundraise. I don't think as a society we're very comfortable with talking about learning disabilities still. I think we're getting better at talking about other disabilities, but for some reason, learning disabilities still sort of makes us feel a bit edgy. So part of our work over the last few years is actually is raising awareness of the people in our communities that we don't see. We write a lot of grant applications, but increasingly over the last, I would say, 2 years, we've been trying to engage our local community. And we've had some great support from local groups like the Rotary and also from local organisations. This year, we've been supported and adopted by Vines BMW as their charity of the year. Sutton and East Surrey Water do loads of things for us, which are behind the scenes. We're also engaging individuals. So we've got the families of those that we've visit, but also local people have run the Brighton Marathon for us this year. We put on a choral concert in London that we had loads of people attend. We're really trying to focus on raising awareness locally and therefore raise funds.
Big anniversary coming up next year.
That's right, we're going to be 25 years old. We're really looking forward to it. We've got a couple of big events lined up. They're for different audiences. So our first one in the spring is that we're planning on putting on a party for as many of our service users as we possibly can. We did it for our 21st birthday, and there was a theme of a circus. And what we created was a sensory activity party for service users who could attend with their carers and then at the same time celebrate our birthday. And then in the autumn, what we're planning is a conference. As I said, we want to raise awareness of our people. And one group of people that we really want to raise awareness of our techniques is those caring for our service users. So we're going to put on a conference for professionals, for healthcare professionals, to really sort of discuss and hopefully spread the word about some of the techniques that we use. We're really unique. There's no one else in the southeast who does what we do. Our chief exec, Janet Gurney, is seen as an expert in this field. She delivers training all over the country. So we really feel that the conference will be a great opportunity to raise the bar in terms of good working practice in the sector.
Well, let us know all about it, and I'm sure when the time comes around we can offer you some publicity. Now, the most important thing is obviously how our Susie Radio listeners can get involved.
Certainly. I mean, if anyone wants to support a local charity, we'd love to talk to them about any sort of fundraising activities, whether it's something as challenging as running a marathon, perhaps a great Red Hill Bake Off. Whatever it is, we'd love to talk to them about that. We also want to raise awareness of what we're doing. So have a look at our website, get in touch with us through there. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. So get in touch, and we'd love to hear from anyone.
What are the contact details, numbers and website?
Our website is www.usinabus.org.uk. We tweet as @usinabus, and on Facebook you can find us as Us in a Bus UK, because unfortunately there's a New Zealand version.
A bright young lady like you, you've chosen a song from way back in my time of day. Tell us why you've chosen Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston.
I'm a Motown girl. I was named after a Motown record. But we did some work earlier in the year about thinking about what songs and lyrics sort of represent the work that we do. And we had some great fun doing it. And this was one of them.
I'll see if I can find the Four Tops Walk Away, Renee, before the end of the show. I won't promise, because it might take a bit of finding. Renee Cantor, Business Development Manager of the local registered charity Us in a Bus, thank you very much for calling in on Susie Radio this afternoon.
It's a pleasure.